The recitation of the Holy Quran in itself has a loftiness about it, as such. And during the extreme state of prostration, you are humble, but the Holy Quran is not humble. I mean, that is, some people say that. But against that, there are certain other arguments. Some say that if Holy Quran is a lofty book, there is no doubt, but Allah is loftier, which made the revelation lofty. So why do you say Subhana Rabbiyal A'la then? So that is also an argument on the other side. So we don't know, in fact, in reality, we can only surmise or conjecture as to what may have been the reason, but the real reason is not mentioned. All that is mentioned is that you should praise Allah and extol Him, and do not recite the Holy Quran in during your prostration. So let's leave it at that.
For your information, sir,
you know, this is why Hazrat Muslim Maud, in the beginning, through his own argument, reached the conclusion that this, he didn't know that Hazrat had positively said it. So he was of the opinion that the Maulvis perhaps say that, and I don't agree, and one can say besides. But when he came across this tradition, then he changed his view and said, although I couldn't understand, but I accept it. Hazrat was better judge. When he says, so it's not necessary that we understand everything what he says. Sometimes he doesn't mention the hikmah behind it. So accept it at the face value. Whatever it is said, we accept it. That's that.
Thanks.
Did you want to say something else on something?
That was, sir, this rejoinder to that Susan Mitra's article was sent in the beginning of this month to US.
Mitra's article?
A rejoinder to it was sent.
Acha, you have sent it. Thank
yes,
you.
Jazakallah. In the beginning of this month it was.
Now you have raised this point, I'll think over it, this sajda and the Holy Quran.
Yes.
I'll try to reconcile my own views on this.